The Diamondbacks looking to snap a three-game skid, taking on the Mets. Scoreless game in the fourth, a runner in scoring position for J.D. Martinez.
Hit on the ground to the left side, pass to diving Rosario into left field, lamb around third. Here comes Cespedes' throw to the plate, it is high. It's an RBI base hit, 1-0 D-backs.
Darno at third, Cabrera at second, and Conforto at third.
Base hit. Darno scores. Here comes Cabrera with the go-ahead run. The throw is in time. They got him. David Peralta throws him out.
David's throw is right on the money.
Mets are going to challenge, and he is out at home. Keeps it a 1-1 ball game.
Here's A.J. Pollock, who's 0-for-4.
This is deep to center field. Looking up, and it's gone. A.J. Pollock, that's his sixth, and it's 3-1 Diamondbacks.
Need to get the leadoff man ahead of Cespedes.
Yeah, you really need to get this guy out.
2-2 hit in the air. Pollock racing back to the wall. He leaps. It's gone. Michael Conforto, an opposite field solo home run, and the D-backs lead has been cut to 3-2. Rodney's 3-1. Popped up. Peralta calling for it. He's got it. D-backs win.
The Diamondbacks snap a three-game skid. Manager Torey Lovello spoke after.
It's one of those moments where the team just fights and fights and fights, and finally has A.J. We had A.J. step up, and it was a good moment for A.J. I know he's been working really hard for those moments, and I was just really, really happy the way these guys fought all night.
I saw you talking to him at the top step before he went out to go on deck, situationally, I'm sure, but this is a guy that's been struggling for a while. It's a big hit for him, isn't it?
Right. Well, yes, very much so. And this is a hard game, and you're going to have some good and bad moments, and you just try to limit the bad moments to keep them short. And I know AJ's been grinding away and working hard for that moment. He deserves a lot of credit, and the timing couldn't have been any better.
Looked like Taiwan could do what he wanted to do in the moments of this game as it progressed, didn't he?
Well, you know, one of those unsung moments was wiggling out of a jam with second and third and no outs, and limiting the team to no runs. And he was in and out of trouble. Sometimes it was created by something he couldn't control, but he stood on the mound and made pitches when he had to. And those are the little things that we talked about with Taiwan. He's a very good competitor, and he made pitches when he had to.
Why'd you take him out when you took him out?
I just felt like he had to work through a couple of tough innings, and we had some things set up for him, and he was a little bit frustrated and didn't want to come out of the game, but I thought the time was right. I know he had to work very hard, and he was right near the pitch limit that we felt comfortable with.
Did you sense AJ was kind of getting close to a breakout like this? Kind of seemed like there was some more balls.
Yeah, he's hit a couple of balls hard. I know he lined out, to the shortstop. Earlier in the game, he's had a couple balls that he sits to the right side of the diamond, and it's been a work in progress for him. And I know he's been feeling better through some of my conversation with him, that it's coming. And when players feel that, they sense it, they usually don't let you down.
What kind of battle did Archie have? Looked like he was struggling to find a plate, but then sent him back out.
Yeah, you know, we didn't leave him much wiggle room there. He made pitches, and we had a terrific throw from left field to keep the game tied. And one of those little things that pop up that nobody really pays attention to. And then Archie goes out for that second inning and really set us up for what we were able to do in the bullpen. And, you know, I can't say enough about Archie Bradley. We ask him to do so many different things. He wears a bunch of different hats, but whenever he goes out there, you get his absolute best.
What did Allen say about the play at the plate?
You mean the
Peralta throw to the plate?
Yeah, well, nobody had to say anything. I saw the whole thing perfectly clear. And it was a very close play. We felt like had it been a safe call, it wouldn't have been overturned. If it obviously went in our favor, we were very, very happy for that and kind of relieved because that was a big moment.
You said if it had been a safe call, it would have been or wouldn't have been?
If it was a safe, whatever it was called, it was so close that there wasn't enough evidence to overturn it. So we felt like we got a good break right there.
What is the Scherfy's shown you now in back-to-back games?
He's on the attack. He's got a three-pitch mix, and he's got a great heartbeat. He doesn't get glossy-eyed in the big situation. And, you know, we were trying to ease him into some outings. I know we spoke about that yesterday when he was on his way. But, you know, he walked into a really, really big moment and executed and ended up getting his first win.
When that ball went through and bases are loaded, are you thinking, uh-oh, that's two runs? Or are you thinking he's got it
I felt like the ball was hit hard enough, and maybe the runner at second base wasn't able to get a great read because you don't want to freeze or get back on a line drive. So, I know David works hard at those plays. He made a great charge, and he came in and threw a strike. And, when it was hit, you're kind of thinking 2-1, and we got the best results possible.
Concerned with Jeff Mathis at this point?
We had to take him off the field, and that's a big concern for us. All the x-rays were negative, and we're going to follow up with some more testing tomorrow and get some more information before we do anything else.
The series against the Mets continues on Tuesday. Patrick Corbin on the Hill.